Have you any thoughts on how the announcements and so on are made at other grounds?
I know three or four of the announcers at other grounds, and some of those that I know are dictated to quite a lot in the way that they do things. They're told to wind the crowd up. You'll see people saying, can we hear it in the West End? Can we hear you
that
in the East End?
Drives me mad.
So it's the uniqueness of Gloucester, isn't it?
Yes,
that
absolutely.
This crowd doesn't need any artificial stimulus. And on the odd occasions when they brought someone in to supplement me, possibly with the view of replacing me, it's gone down like a lead balloon.
Yes, I remember one time they were playing, was it pop music? And,
oh, yes.
And the crowd was switching off.
Well,
of course,
wonderful night when they introduced some DJ from what I call Seven Sound, but they had some other name for it these days. And he came down only ever having been to football. And then they wanted to play music after every try and every kick.
Oh, yes.
That wonderful game against Bristol, yes, when the players score try after try and wonder why the crowd is booing. Mm. At least this club had the sense to realise that was not a good idea. This place is different. So to answer your original question, most of the announcers that I know in other grounds are directed to gee the crowd up, if you want a better expression, and they do as they're told.
Yeah. Bristol, I think, took this sort of thing to the ultimate extreme in the early days of professionalism, when they had canned crowd noise to try and drown out the visiting Gloucester supporters.
Yeah. They did indeed, but I don't think it worked, did it?
It didn't work at all. They just got they got everybody shouting.
Yeah.
You know, maybe I admit I wouldn't normally be chanting, but I was chanting that day at the top of my voice, I can tell you. It just doesn't work.
I must say that I've often thought, particularly in the last 6 or 7 years when things have not been good here, that if this team was ultra successful, what a wonderful atmosphere.
You blow the roof off.
What we've got now would be.
Blow the roof off.
We get this. It's amazing to me that people will still turn up when year in, year out, you're less than successful. And I think I would love a couple of years when we were the Saracens of the Premiership, if you like, and compared to that soulless place at Allianz Park, King's Home would be on fire. Mm. And I would love to see that.
Yeah. Well, you mentioned Saracens, and I was thinking that only from a few weeks ago when we beat Saracens here, wonderful atmosphere it was that day.
Yes, and perhaps made even better by the fact that we knew in our hearts that was a one-off performance. Mm. We weren't going to do it week in, week out. And we did it, let's also be fair, against a Saracens that maybe didn't have their strongest team out. I want to beat Wasps, Saracens and the like when they are at full strength. And I want to beat them on their ground. Mm. And then we will start to arrive. Sorry, I'm preaching again.
No. I'm sure we both feel exactly the same. Absolutely.
The one thing this club realises is that I will always say what I think.
Yes.
I am not towing any party lines. I'll become a supporter in the shed rather than...
You must have a very difficult time at half-time occasionally when we just haven't turned up for the first half. And then you have to talk at half-time. That must be very difficult.
It's surpassed only by last Saturday against Harlequins, when I had to speak to Charlie Sharples as man of the match, and Charlie said off microphone, "I can't say anything." And I said, "Just answer me one question then, Charlie." And Charlie looked devastated.
Mm-hmm.
And I think he spoke quietly, but he spoke well. And I felt at that time, all I needed to do was call a halt to it.
Mm-hmm.
At least at half time, you can ask about the second half.
Mm. Yeah. How are you going to change things?
Exactly. Basically. What's being said in the dressing room? Yeah. After that performance, the players demonstrated, in much the way Charlie did, that they do care.
Mm-hmm.
Every player was devastated after that capitulation on Saturday. So yes, it's hard, but at least knowing the players, I know they will give me something.
Yeah.
What to ask them is the more difficult question.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're talking about the various changes in the approach to rugby with professionalism, peripheral things like pop music. How do you feel about pop music in the build-up to the game?
I have no problem with it at all, providing the majority of the support doesn't mind it.
No. There used to be... the game used to create its own buzz, and you used to be able to talk about the game. The anticipation was everything. Now you find your conversations being practically drowned out by pop music.
People will answer that, John, also by saying, but we did used to have the Lidbrook Silver Band or someone like it. So are you saying you don't like that some people don't like the music or they don't like any entertainment?
I think what I'm saying is, and this is true of most grounds, the sound system isn't up to pop music at that volume.
I wouldn't disagree with you on that.
Distorted. In fact, you get very loud, distorted pop music, which makes it very much more difficult to talk your neighbour than if you had the Lidbrook Town Band playing in the background. Or for that matter, a live pop group singing in the background. But it's the level of distortion that makes conversation so difficult. And you know, the build-up, the anticipation, talking about what you think's going to happen is a key part of the game, and always used to be. You know, the buzz tends not to be there if you've got a very loud, distorted noise. Sorry, I'm talking too much. But
All I was going to come back with was I do not disagree with you, but if rugby is to grow and rugby is to survive, then there has to be a feed-in of young people at the bottom to become tomorrow's supporters. Perhaps someone should ask them what they think of pop music before kick-off.
Yeah.
And the answer may be, I wouldn't come along unless there was something. I'm not just going to stand around for an hour in the silence. I don't know if that is a fact, but perhaps we ought to ask. I know on away matches that I get much the same feeling, that I'm trying to talk to people, but I can't because of the music. But perhaps it does have a payoff for the club, in so much as we tend to stay in the bar longer rather than come out and listen to it. And therefore they take more over the bar. I don't know, but ask the youngsters for their opinion would probably give a far better answer than,
well,
three old guys sat around here.
You're right.
Talking about it,
they'd probably say, get a better sound system.
I would say get a better sound system.
Well, they tried that only a handful of years ago, wasn't it? It was supposed to all have been changed, wasn't it, the sound system?
We still get complaints
poor
about
music,
it, but
sure.
not my job.
No.
Good
no.
Night.
Are there any plans to change any of the entertainment before the game and or at half time?
I will only find out the day before.
Oh.
I am not part of the decision processes of Gloucester Rugby.
Okay.
I follow my running order.
One thing that Gloucester keeps very low key, or have we even got one, is mascot. You haven't had the need to cavort with a mascot.
I haven't had the need, and once again, I've got to say, mascot or no mascot makes no difference to me whatsoever.
No.
I cannot understand why anyone would be upset by some man or woman dressed up in a ridiculous costume going around and perhaps entertaining the youngsters.
I agree. I
see no problem. I really don't.
There was one for a couple of seasons, though, wasn't there?
Yes.
A figure called Nobby.
Yes.
Oh, back in the amateur days.
Yes, back in the amateur
The end
days.
Of the amateur days.
And I don't remember anyone caring.
No, it died a death.
Most people were completely indifferent, to be honest.
But although it's got absolutely nothing to do with rugby, and yet it has to do with rugby, there are people in every walk of life now that live to complain about what goes on. And whatever Gloucester Rugby do, they're not going to please all 13, 14, 15,000 people in the crowd.
No, I wasn't objecting.
No, I know you weren't objecting, but people will.
To the mascot. I was rather saying, I'm surprised at the absence of a mascot, to be honest.
I'm sure the club think that people would complain. About some furry animal or whatever it may be.
Again,
but it just adds to the
occasion. The thing about Gloucester is different, I think, and the crowd would be just shrug the shoulders if they saw a mask. So what sort of attitude?
But if it helps bring kids in at the beginning, great.
Yeah.
You know, this club has got a very thriving junior section.
Mm.
And that's got to be good for the future.
Yeah. Mm.
So anything that keeps those kids happy, whether it be pop music, whether it be furry animals walking around looking silly, fine by me.
Yeah. No,
just don't have music after tries and things like that.
No, I mean, we're getting into 2020 territory, aren't we?
Yes.
Oh, gosh. I wish cricket hadn't gone down that road, but then I don't really bracket 2020 with the rest of cricket at all. It's something else. It's like,
but hugely popular.
It's like Union and League. It's so different, frankly.
Not the same sport, is it?
It's not the same sport. No, not at all. But there we are.